bring you greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's a privilege to be with you today. I bring you greetings from the Hocking Hills Mennonite Church in Ohio. If you ever, I know there's a lot of people from different areas, but if you're ever through Ohio and in our area, you feel free to stop in and visit us. I appreciated the Sunday school hour and also what our brother shared, the thoughts he shared there just before the song about being an encouragement to others, needing each other's. And for a message today, I'd like to think about how in the Christian life, it is more than just ourselves. We need each other, or soon we become cold and dead. So I feel it went well with the Sunday school lesson. This will go well with the Sunday school lesson and what our brother shared. For a title to the message today, I have Keeping the Embers Burning. You know, we're in the time of the season, or we're coming to the end of the season, hopefully, of winter, where we, you know, we think about embers or fires. You know, when things get chilly, we like to have fires or some source of heat to keep us warm. And this morning I want to think about keeping the embers burning. I have a story here that was the inspiration for this message, and it also explains the reason why, explains the title of this message this morning. The story reads, a member of a church who previously had been attending church services regularly stopped going. After a few weeks, the pastor decided to visit him. It was a chilly evening. The pastor found the man at home alone, sitting before a blazing fire. Guessing the reason for the pastor's visit, the man welcomed him in and led him to a comfortable chair near the fireplace and waited. The pastor made himself at home but said nothing. In the grave silence, he contemplated the dance of the flame around the burning log. After some minutes, the pastor took the fire tongs, carefully picked up a bright burning ember and placed it to one side of the hearth all alone. Then he sat back down in his chair, still silent. The host watched all this in quiet contemplation, and as the one lone ember's flame flickered and diminished, there was a momentary glow, and then its fire was no more. Soon it was cold and dark, cold and dead. Not a word had been spoken since the initial greeting. The pastor glanced at his watch and realized it was time to leave. He slowly stood up, picked up the cold, dead ember, and placed it back in the middle of the fire. Immediately, it began to glow once more with the light and warmth of the burning coals around it. As the pastor reached the door to leave, his host said with a tear running down his cheek, "Thank you so much for your visit and especially for the fiery sermon. I will be back in church next Sunday." Now, this story has a lot of different angles of thoughts about needing each other. You know, we saw in that story that as long as the ember was with the other embers, it was warm and glowing and alive. But as soon as it was left by itself, it soon became dead, cold and dead. What does that tell us about needing others in our Christian life today? Is it not the same for us when we set ourselves apart from others and we are alone? You know, possibly we can live that way for a time, but we eventually become cold and dark, left by ourselves. The Bible talks about a lot about a body or a group. Turn with me this morning to 1 Corinthians 12. First Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 22. Says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and all have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. We've seen here that the body is not made up of just one member, but many members. You know, each member of our body could not say, I am a certain part, so I am not of the body. You know, for example, a foot cannot say, I'm not the hand, so I'm not of the body. Each part needs the help of the other, or they soon become worthless. You know, if a hand all of a sudden decided, I don't need or want any other part of the body, and just left the body, what good would it really be? You know, you take, if there was a hand laying here on the floor, what good would it be? What could it grasp? Let's say it could grasp something. Without feet, where would it move that thing it was grasping to? Without a mouth, how would it? There would be no place for it to. It could not move the food to the mouth. Every part of the body has an important place. You know, you take on the other side an arm by itself with nothing to keep the blood flowing through it, would soon become cold and dead. Body parts without a heart and the blood flow soon become cold and dead, just like that ember that was in the fire. It also talks in the verses how some members of the body seem to be weak, but that does not mean they are not needed. You know, in the church today, there will always be weak members, but that does not mean we should push them off by themselves. We need to be of a help to them. You know, when we help other weak members, it can be a time, even though we don't think so at the time, it can be a time of strengthening our faith as well. You know, when we see others, maybe they change a bad habit, they change their ways, they grow spiritually, it can help us be more determined to take steps ourselves in our spiritual life. In the New Testament alone, Christians are called brother, sister, or brethren almost 250 times. Now, them names, although the people are from many different cultures, backgrounds, races, and I had to think, you know, us here this morning, we're from different places. It all brings a thought of not alone in the faith, but we can all live in Christ. We need each other to keep our fires glowing bright and warm. That is why God set a day of rest aside for us, a day like today, to be able to come together, talk to each other, encourage each other. Maybe we can talk to each other about problems in our lives. We can hear the word taught, and it can be an encouragement to us. God knew we needed time to focus on who He is and what He has done for us. And we can also help others get that focus as well. When we think about it, our life's problems really are not that big if you realize how much Jesus really suffered here on this earth and what God does for us. Our problems are very small compared to that. That is why we need to get our focus on Christ and on helping others as well. Now, that does not mean that since God has set a day aside for us to come and get our embers glowing again, that the rest of the week we are good to go. And we really don't need each other. Again, I come back to the hand. Could your hand function all alone all week without your brain to tell it what to do? And we know it could not. There's no way your hands could function all week without your brain to tell it what to do. So that means we need each other every day, not just on Sundays. We need each other every day through the week. We say we are living the Christian life. That does not mean Sunday by Sunday when we are here at church. We need each other. We need to live the Christian life every day of the week. Let's turn to Hebrews 3, a couple verses here. Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. There it says to exhort each other daily, so we don't depart from the living God. Again, the thought of we need each other's encouragement daily to remain faithful. I'd like to now take the facts about geese for a little bit and think about what they can teach us about helping each other. You know, we have probably all seen the geese flying in their V formation across the sky. And scientists have discovered that each bird flying in the V formation, by the flapping of its wings, creates an uplift for the bird immediately following it. By flying in the formation, the whole flock conserves energy and can add at least 71% greater distance to its travel. So we can see they really help each other when they're flying many, many miles. They can add at least 71% greater distance to their travel. When a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of the wind when trying to fly alone and quickly gets back into formation to take advantage of the lifting power of the bird in front. You know, it takes a lot more work, it soon finds out on its own. When the head goose gets tired, it rotates back in the wing to take advantage of the uplifting help. Another goose flies point, and then the geese honk from behind to encourage the ones up front to keep up the speed. I'm sure you've heard them honking across the sky. That's helping encourage each other. Then a final and important point about the geese for us is when a goose gets sick or is wounded by a gunshot and falls out of formation, two other geese will fall out with that goose and follow it down to lend help and protection. They stay with the fallen goose until it is able to fly again or until it dies, and only then will they launch out again on their own or with another formation to catch up with their group. So what do we see for us from this in the Christian life about a team effort like the geese have? First, we are living in formation, or we have a common direction of travel. We all are here to serve God, and we got the Bible as our direction of what to follow. You know, life will be much easier when we have others helping to lift us up, and then we in turn can be the thrust for them. When we fall out of formation, or we try to take life on our own, we soon feel the drag of temptations and the things of this world, and we soon will realize we need our friends and our families around us. You know, when the trials of life, like deaths, disappointments, financial struggles, There's many things. These things start to make us tired and weary. We can fall back on other strengths and encouragement. We can fall back on the strength and encouragement others can give us. You know, when we see others struggling with things in life, we can be the one to honk our encouragement from behind. We can be the ones encourage them to continue faithful. But I think the most important part is when life seems to be spiraling out of control, and there's times when we think we just can't go on. Maybe we're being shot at by the words of others. I'm thankful we have friends to stick with us and help us not do things that we regret later. They're there until we are encouraged to take control of our lives and move on. You know, the people of the world most times don't have friends that stick with them in difficult times. I am very thankful for friends and the friends that I have that can encourage me to continue faithful. We have a lot of blessings by being part of a Christian brotherhood. So as we think of the example of the geese this morning, let's remember to at least have the sense of a goose. We really should have more, but let's be like the geese and let's stand behind each other, encouraging each other to continue faithful. Now I think we can see we need others, but what about us being there for others' needs? You know, we need each other, but what about us being there to help in others' needs? You know, we need to encourage others. It might be easy to accept encouragement, but what about when it's our turn to give the encouragement? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7 for one verse here. Matthew 7, verse 12 says, "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." So if we want others to encourage us, this verse says we need to be there to encourage others as well. Do unto them as we would have them do unto us. You know, if the pastor in that story would have took the approach, you know, he had issues anyway, or it's his loss, not mine, that he's not coming to church. That man may have left and disappeared and never came back. He may have never came back to church. But we see the pastor did what he would have wanted others to do for him. He went to encourage him. And there are a few good things I see that came out of the pastor's visit to this man. Number one, we see that the man decided to come back to church. And number two, that brought him back to where he realized he needed the other members or he would soon become cold and dead. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." Hebrews 10:24 and 25 says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." We need to be there to encourage others. So my question is, what are some ways we can do that in the normal day-to-day life? You know, we as Christian people can easily be there for the big things that happen in people's lives. You know, I think of deaths, house fires, things like that. They're easy to be there for people. But it seems like in the little things, the day-to-day things of life, it's easy to slip up and overlook these things. We need to be there in the day-to-day things of life to help others. We don't need just others to help our embers glow. We need to help others' embers glow as well. The pastor, again, gave us one example. He paid a visit to the one in need. You know, dropping by to someone's house just to say hi can be a way of encouraging people. Another thing I got from the story was it don't have to be something big, or it don't have to be a lot of words said in the right way. You know, that pastor told that man a lot without saying any words. You know, he went in there and he did not say any words to that man. And it's possible that that man could have found a lot of reasons in his mind or excuses to say why he was not coming. But with the pastor not saying anything, there was nothing to argue against. He brought out a point without saying anything. You know, in the world today, we have many kinds of different kinds of communication. So it should be easy to do the daily helping each other. You know, how hard is it to give somebody a phone call just to see how they are? You know, you can send an email or text of encouragement. Sending them just a Bible verse can be a lift that they need in life. You know, that's why sometimes it's so easy to fail, is because it's almost too easy, and we soon forget about it. But it's very important to be there in the little things in life. The verse in Hebrews there said, so much more as he sees the day approaching. 2 Timothy 3 verse 13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You know, the end of our life and the end of this world is coming, and people are growing worse and worse in their morals. We need to step up and be a comfort to others and edify one another daily. So we all have, another one I thought about, we all have neighbors around us. What about them? How can we be an encouragement to them? You know, we may not know where they are spiritually in life, but that does not mean they don't need encouragement in life. How does their embers burn if no one pushes them into the fire, so to speak? The first few words you give them could be the encouragement they need to take the next step. Giving them just a few words could be the encouragement they need to move on. You know, people in the world today commit suicide, and if you read what their families and friends would say about them, a lot of times they say they had no idea they were so depressed or felt so uncared about in life. I have to sometimes wonder, is that me? Is that where we are in life? We're so clueless to the things others are going through that we overlook the little things. Yes, we will not know everything about other people, but are we so wrapped up in our own lives we don't take the time to help others? We need to be that push that keeps their embers burning. You know, I think we can be careful. We soon get selfish with our own time. You know, when we walk through Walmart or Lowe's, wherever you may be, the shopping centers, that hi, how are you today, could be the words that keep somebody from falling into depression. And you know, depression is the start of where a lot of people end in suicide today. So our hi, how are you today, could be them few words that keeps them from falling into depression, because they realize somebody really does care about them. Again, when we think of keeping the embers burning, that does not just mean here in our circles. That means helping the others in the world as well. You know, again, we don't know where they are spiritually, but they may be doing the best they know how at the time. So our actions to them could be the help they need to not fall back into what they were into before. You know, giving them encouraging words, you never know where the ripple of encouragement will end. You know, another area I think we can easily fail in not helping others' embers burn is letting our opinion of someone else get in the way of helping that person. We think things like, that person will never take what I say, or they'll just think I'm stupid. You know, we meet a dirty person walking in town, we think that person is gross. We don't even think of saying hi or anything to them. That hi or how are you can be the encouragement, the friendship that changes their life. You know, it has to start somewhere. You know, this can even happen in our lives, the people around us as well. You know, we look at people and we say, well, their life is so cluttered, we don't even think of being an encouragement to them. We can sometimes think people's housekeeping is terrible, so we don't want to visit them because we just can't take that mess. Your visit can be the push that it takes for them to get their embers burning again. So back to the question, what are some ways we can help others keep their embers burning daily? Visits, letters, the encouraging hi, how are you in passing, giving them little things, just giving the little things to others, just doing them little things. Do it even though we may think that person is dirty, poor, sloppy. We can find a lot of reasons why to not be an encouragement to some people, but they need the encouragement. They need that push to keep their embers burning. Every person in this world has a soul and needs someone to help them keep their embers burning. Let's not get to the end of life and be ashamed of working so hard on our own life and fun that we don't help others burn bright with the warmth and love God can give them. You know, some people in this world were born into bad home situations and they could do nothing about that. You know, a lot of us were born into Christian homes, but not everyone. Let's not push them off because they seem out of control. Let's be the ones to give them extra care and attention. In closing, let's remember this. The most useful asset of a person is not a head full of knowledge, but a heart full of love, with ears open to listen and hands willing to help. I'll read that again. The most useful asset of a person is not a head full of knowledge, but a heart full of love, with ears open to listen and hands willing to help. What is of value in a person is not that we know a lot of things in this life, but it's a heart full of love, open and ready to help our fellow Christians. So as we go through life, may God help us to keep the embers burning in ourselves and also help others keep their embers burning as well. May God bless.